You can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious!
I've got to go, Shuey. I've got to go. Bye.
What about your mood? I'm more important. I'm more worried about your mood.
Just a minute. I've had a mental block. I can't remember if the red button that says record is on, it's recording, isn't it? Or does that mean it's stopped? Because if I'm doing this, if
we yeah, what's the other colour? The other colour's green. Green means go, doesn't it?
Well, that's I don't know if this
well,
is.
Well, what do we do two segments, one with the green button down and one with the red button.
Surely that's recording.
Now, what about the bars? Are they working?
The bars are working, but...
Well, should we stop here and replay it? What about downloading...
3 years or 8,000 episodes that you and the doc reckon we've done, and I can't remember if they're ready.
Well, what about stopping the machine and downloading it and see if you recorded it?
I don't know how to do that. What do you mean? I have no idea how to do that. You chat, I've got to ring someone up.
Oh, jeez, here we go. Who are we ringing?
Just chat.
No, who?
Give
I
us
can't.
Your first topic. Go on.
First topic. Yeah. Okay, let's start off with camel toes. Do you know anything about camel toes?
You.
No. Yes, I want a deep and meaningful.
I know what a camel toe is.
Okay,
yes.
Well, let's have
it's
a deep.
When your pants separate your plums and you look as though you've got two.
Yeah, but hang on, we can't find out. This could be the topic for the day.
When a pants go up a woman's minge. Now, just a minute. Go on, go ahead.
No, I want you involved.
Shut up.
Just come on, hurry up. Hurry, who are you talking to?
Speaking to Shelley.
Yeah. Is she alive? Is Shelley still alive?
Shelley? Go on, speak,
well,
man.
Is she alive? You asphyxiated her the other day with the fumes from the car. That's how you kill rats from the exhaust from your car.
Wait. Everything stopped.
Have you got Shelley?
What?
Is Shelley there?
Oh, do the topic about camel toes.
Fuck no. I need you because you've got intellectual input.
Well,
and you're highly intellectual. You're a pseudo, actually.
I'm listening.
You're a pseudo intellectual.
I'm listening.
Pseudo. So come on, hurry up. Takes two to tango.
I'm listening. Go on.
Why don't you ring Jack?
I'm trying to, but I think I've...
You've upset him.
No. Righto, Don. No. Don, we're going to have to start this again if you can't keep going.
No.
Jack? Quickly, we're on. You wouldn't believe it. When the red button is on, that means we're recording. I've had a mental block.
What did Jack say?
Jack says he's pretty sure it's red. Yeah. Righto. Well, anyhow, we're doing it. Don, we're doing it.
So,
Jesus Christ.
Don't blaspheme.
No, sorry, Don. Roadcaster. Go on now. Go on. Give us a. So, anyhow, the doc. Now, I don't know if the doc's coming on today. Doc from
Sydney. You upset him too?
No, we haven't upset him.
You sure? You've got a mean...
I've been very purposeful by not ringing the doc, so he'll either ring it at 9:30 or 9.
But you can't help but upset people, so I just...
So we've wasted
what about Fiona? We
trying to work out... Just a minute, we've wasted 5 minutes trying to work out if we're on air. I think we're on air. Now, the doc, I haven't rang him from Sydney. He rings in when he's back from furlough. I think he said he'd ring in. And Fiona... Now, I'll tell you about Fiona, Phoebe, in a minute.
Yeah.
But you start off with camel toe, please, Don, because this will be our first topic and this will make sure that the doc in Sydney is very, very happy with the fact that we've got onto a topic. Camel toe is notwithstanding. I don't think it's a real topic, but go ahead.
Well, it came up at lunch the other day. The boys and I...
Came up at lunch.
Well, we have these stimulating conversations
about
at lunch.
Camel toes.
No, well, depending on... And I didn't know what a camel toe was.
Oh, turn it up.
When
your pants start to eat your plums or your minge.
I didn't know. And so it was explained to me what a camel toe was.
Well,
hang on, Woo. And we went a little bit further. The general said that you can purchase camel toes online. Do you realise that? Did you realise that?
No, Don.
And I've done a little bit of more research. Explain. And there's a YouTube. Can I play the YouTube?
Yes, but just explain what you said you didn't know what a camel toe was. What was it? What was it explained to you that it was?
Well, it's for women. Women, they wear the tights.
Yeah, when their pants go up, they're minge.
They're tights. You know, they wear tight black tights.
And
Well, they put this, what would you call it,
configuration
in the front of their pants. And it's called,
they've got a big Mount of Venus thing there.
Yes.
Now, so that they're...
It's on YouTube. So if you really want...
So vagina sticks out.
I'm embarrassed to talk about it, but you can go onto YouTube.
Oh, well,
can I play you the ad that's on YouTube?
Please. And then I've got something to counter that too. Go on.
Okay, now I'm getting into technique.
Do you know what you're doing?
Yeah, I don't. Let me...
But if you don't show your toes, how are they going to know you're a lady? Introducing Camel Shows. The camel toe enhancing insert that fits straight into your pants.
I was embarrassed by my camel toe. It was so small.
Flat.
It's like it wasn't even there.
But not anymore.
Choose from many unique models, including Hidden Valley, The Flying V, Catcher's Mitt, Panty Gobbler, Puffy Taco, Denim Bagel, Lobster Claw, and last but not least, Puppet Mouth. So if you're sick of stuffing your bike shorts with pizza dough, grab Camel Shows and...
Show them your toes!
Holy mackerel. So
hang on, pizza dough.
Yeah, what about Hidden Valley?
You can do things with pizza dough.
What about Hidden Valley or the Flying Claw, I think were two of the... So women, instead of it just naturally going up their minge, they stick stuff down there to advertise.
Well, we just heard. Pizza dough. You shape the pizza dough.
So, and then do you have eat the pizza after it? Do you put pepperoni and stuff
and
on it?
And they also do one, let me bring this up, they also do one for transvestites. Now, you have to be very careful as a transvestite, wouldn't you?
So you have a camel toe and a cock, a shape of a cock?
No, well, you'd put the, it would be like a cricket protector, I should imagine.
Oh, box.
You put it over the box, you know,
the old cricket
box.
So it's generally there. Glad we weren't discussing it when she walked in. Don't ask her if she's got a camel toe.
Can you go upstairs, please, Shelley?
You would have loved this topic that we... No, don't go up to her.
Please, Shelley, go upstairs. You're in it. Don't come over here, Shelley.
Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you, Shelley.
Thanks a lot, Shelley. Don's played it now, Tom.
Just go upstairs, Shelley. I'm embarrassed.
So, Shelley, while you're here, I've had to ring Jack. That means we're recording, does it, when the red button's on? Because I rang you and then...
Yeah, I was talking, but you can't...
Because I had it on Bluetooth.
Oh. And, Shelley, did you have to go to emergency the other day after being asphyxiated by the exhaust cars? You were dead. Well, that's how you kill rats.
No, we'll cover that in a minute. No one knows what you're talking about. I know that. That's all right.
Well, you nearly killed our girl.
Would you like to know Don's first topic?
Yes, love to.
Well, go on, explain.
No, Shelley's a lady and I'm embarrassed.
He's played an ad, an advertisement. Yeah. Maybe you know about it, Shelley. Please don't shout at me when I say this. I think I'm trying to be deliberately...
Crude
with you. But there's an ad there that women can now buy artificial camel toes that they put down their pants.
It's
on YouTube. We just played it.
Hidden Valley, you can get a Hidden Valley or a Flying Claw
or a
that
denim
you insert
thing.
In your tights that shows that you have a camel toe, which I presume is a projection to males or females or to anyone to show that you've got a reasonably big vagina, I presume. I'm a bit novice to this.
I'm a real novice.
All right, well, anyhow, Shelley.
But also, Shelley, they make them from transvestites. So if you were appearing on the red carpet, say, in a white jersey dress...
Well, what, you know, what
because white would accentuate colour, light and shade, and you didn't have a camel toe and you're a trans.
A tranny.
I think it'd be embarrassing, wouldn't it?
Yes, I used to think it was when the man had his pants on, the plums were each side of, you know, they're hanging out the side of your pants. Thank you, Shelley. I'm sorry about that.
So now, you can go onto YouTube and the heading is Camel Toe Inserts Are Finally Here.
Finally?
You can buy them on Amazon, Shelley.
Why don't you buy a couple?
Why don't you buy some, Shelley?
Come in and model them for us. Come in and model them for us. But bring Osman when you come in case. Now, Don, so that's extraordinary, Don. So I was going to bring this up. Now, you'll think I'm making this up. So I'm trawling through the platforms that I have. I have Amazon, I have Apple TV, and I have all the platforms I have. And on Stan, do you know what Stan is? Stan is a platform that you can download that on your television.
Don't talk to
me. Anyhow.
Yeah, go on.
So I'm going through it and there's films and there's music clips and this is a show. This
what,
is a
Stan,
show.
Stan?
It's called My Massive Cock. And it's men who have large penises and they've made a show out of it. And men say they show their cocks. And they say
penis,
the women...
Penis, yeah, penis.
The show is called My Massive Cock. You can Google...
Yeah, but you should be explaining it. You should say penis, I think.
Well, they say cock on the show.
Yeah, but you don't have to go to their level.
Oh, My Massive Penis then, Don. And there's men showing in showers and with their pants on and these huge...
So what happened to you when you were watching all this?
What do you think?
The pain went from your ankle?
The blood drained out of my face, I'll tell you that. Now, so, Don, imagine someone sitting around at a, you know, trying to think of shows to make, like cooking shows or camping shows or fishing shows or, you know, road trips to the great hinterlands of the various countries. And Black says, I tell you what we'll do. Why don't we make a show called My Massive Cock? And of the people sitting opposite, men and women or non-binary people included, would sit there and say, what did you say then? He said, why don't we make a show out of My Massive Cock? And I said, and how would we research that? He said, well, we'll probably go around all the beaches and all the venues and say, have you got a
football
cock that's bigger than... That
football
looks
clubs.
Like a mortadella or a salami. And if they say yes...
Varicose vein with hose with varicose vein.
Yeah, look like a baby's arm with an apple hanging out of it. I watched this for about 5 minutes and I thought, you've got to be joking. And there's men and they say yeah. And then some of the men had such big cocks, Don.
Penises.
Such big penises. That there's another show now, and it's called. You think I'll make this up? I promise you. He says I promise you, I'm a kid's life. Seriously, I've got three kids, one of each. So Don.
Hang on, woo. Mm-hmm. Woo. You've got three of each. You've got three boys, boys and three of each. Can
Don,
you tell me who's what?
Don, I've got three kids, one of each. It's a joke. So, Don, so the next show on that it says if you've, because it asks you on the platforms, do you like this show? And if you've watched this show, maybe you'd like to watch this. And the next show on is there. How to reduce the size of your cock. You can have a penis reduction.
Well, if you weren't excited...
Jesus.
Penis
reduction, Don.
Oh, another lady. Going, listen, can we just stop? There's another lady just come in and she's...
Right.
Can you please go upstairs?
No, good. She didn't hear what we said. So Don... So they said it's quite extraordinary that a lot of men, most males or people identifying as males want to actually make their cocks bigger. But there is now a show where you can, if you have a big cock and they measured them and they said some of them were The bloke said, my cock when erect is, I promise you, if you think I'm making this up, you go to Stan and look my massive cock. Some of them, when they're erect, was 11 inches.
Quite 11 inches?
It's quite a bit. But it's not how long it is, it's how thick it is. It was as thick as your fucking thigh. And the bloke couldn't buy pants to fit into. And he said,
Do you think that was Ralph Harris had when he did Jake the Pig? He put a shoe on the end of it?
Yeah, Jake the Pig.
Jay, you remember Ralph Harris doing that?
Rolf.
Rolf Harris.
Rolf, who's now languishing.
I think he's out, isn't he?
No way he is.
Oh, but I think he is.
I think he's almost dead, isn't he? He's very seriously ill. Anyhow, Jake the Pig. I'm Jake the Pig. So there's now a... there's now a companion show to my massive cock called Penis Reduction Show. And if you think that your dick is too big, you can... I don't know how they reduce it. Probably just get a butcher's knife and cut the knob off it. Would they?
Wouldn't they kind of do a halfway?
Just say I had one of Bataki's salamis in here and I had it on the table and I said to you, this would be a case study, and I had it in front of you, a salami there, and it was about 11 inches long and quite thick around the girth. Yeah. How would you reduce its size?
I'd just do two chops and then sew it together. So I'd take, because you want the ends the same.
What?
You can't take it
you
off the end.
You want the knob there.
Yeah, you need that. So I'd kind of do two chops in the centre, and then I'd just sew it back together.
So the PVC piping, you'd cut some out of the about 3 inches in, and about 3 inches from the end, you'd cut that out, and then you'd join
them together. Yeah.
Would you go down to Bunnings to get a thing?
What, a sleeve? What, some PVC glue or?
You know, they couple. How you couple hoses together? You put a male end into the female hose, and then you put those little O-rings around it, and you tighten them up, and then.
If you had a needle and thread, I think I'd go the needle and thread.
Well, Don...
I'd wax the thread.
Don?
Wax the
thread.
I'll
tell you who'll be delighted. I mean, he might be delighted. The doc from Sydney who says, why don't you get onto topics? I reckon he's going to ring in. Well, he probably won't ring in. I reckon when he hears this, he's going to say, mate, please, if that's the best topics you can come up with, why don't you do the shout-outs early in the day?
Well, as long as he's not listening and he's got his speedos on.
So my massive cock is a show. Big World Little People, that's, you've seen that. That's about dwarfs.
No, I haven't.
Dwarfs.
I don't watch any of this.
Well, I'm saying everyday life of dwarfs. Now, if that's not just taking the piss out of people. And then there's Dr. Pimple Popper. You've seen that.
I've mentioned
Dr. Pimple.
You might have mentioned it, but I haven't seen it.
It's people with horrendous growths on their face that have got pus and oozing shit out of them. And they speak quite seriously about it. They say, now, look, I think we can lance this. And they lance it, and a fucking whole lot of red pus, yellow shit comes out over the camera lens.
Okay.
So there's a couple, if you're just sitting at home in Christmas holidays wanting the kids to sit down and around the family table. Have a crack at Dr. Pimple Popper, Big World Little People, My 600-Pound Sister. You ever seen those? The twin, no. the women that are way as small as a small transit van? They can't move?
Yes, they're called feeders. The men are called feeders, aren't they?
So My 600-Pound Sister, Big World Little People, Dr. Pimple Popper. And if that hasn't got the kids' attention, get onto My Massive Cock. If you'll pardon the expression, Don, that's a show. So there we are.
That's sort of self-promoting.
That is about the most extraordinary thing. It's on Stan. I'm not giving Stan. What does Stan mean, S-T-A-N? What does that mean?
It's a man's name.
Well, why would you call a platform you know, an app that you can get on your television, Stan? What's it mean? It might mean satellite transmission across the nation or something. I just made that up. That's pretty clever. I just made that up. So there we are. So now, Don. So what we did do, so that was your first topic about...
Oh, hang on. I've got a bone to pick with you too.
Go ahead.
Did you put something up on Instagram?
No.
of you and I.
Yes, you and I.
Well, I got a dirty message from a lady called Pam.
Yeah, I got. There's plenty of.
Oh, did you? How Pam got my telephone number and sent me a text.
Yeah,
Pam from somewhere down on the Western District.
What did it say?
Oh, something about the way we were dressed.
Yeah, that's right. So I put it on just to show what you look like and me, and all the comments that I saw, it said the six stages of toast, and it had toast as in bread.
I got one of those
yes,
too.
Yes, it had pale, then lightly tanned, and then sort of more browner, and then the last one was burnt, and then the last picture was you and I, and that is saying that I presume that we're toast.
Who sent you that? Because
I don't know.
Well, anyway, he's got a twisted sense of humour.
It just gets put onto the social platform. So I presume they're saying we're toast. Does that mean we're fucked or something?
Well, it wasn't a nice message from this lady.
Who cares? If you take
Don't put photos of me on your bloody, what do you call it, Facebook or Instagram or something? TikTok. What are the others?
TikTok.
Twitter.
Grindr. Don.
RSVP.
Don. I took a photo of you. You knew I was taking a photo of
you. But I didn't know what you were doing with it.
Well, you know when we do our promo to say
just
who we
just tell me what you're doing in future.
I just put it on to because we'd been mentioned. I mentioned, Don, please. I mentioned on air. I said, I'll tell you what Don's wearing because Ivan was here. And I said, tell me if I go wrong. And I went right through your garb. And I said, I'll take a photo of it and I'll put it up. I did say that. I don't put... and geez, did we get some... Yeah, they all said we're... what we are. So Don... Now, my massive, you've done camel toe and my massive cock, kicked off with a couple of great topics. If that hasn't got people turned off, nothing will.
Listen.
So you asked me about Phoebe. Oh, yeah. So do you remember, Don, when we went to see Shane Crawford as the Pharaoh in Joseph and his amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. Do you remember going to that with me and Phoebe?
Yes.
Right. Well, when we went back and you sat remote from everyone and wouldn't speak to them, so I had to carry the day.
No, you were in your element, so I just...
You just sat there.
There's no prize for second. I realised that, so I just sat by myself.
The cast and crew of Joseph and Technicolor thing came back to the... a venue at the hotel where they were staying, and Shane brought them over and introduced them to me and you. Fucking, your microphone's dropped off.
I know,
because you keep touching it.
I do not touch
what
bloody thing.
Come round here, Don. Oh, Jesus, seriously, go over. Come over here.
All right. Keep going.
What, are you going to hold it?
Yes.
I don't think we'll put this to air today.
Just go.
Don, you can't hold the microphone. Screw it back on, please.
I don't know how to.
Fucking, look here.
Who's this?
Ricky.
Ricky Nixon?
No, Don, listen to me. So, you know when we went back and what's his name? Is the door open?
Yes. Who's... It's Ricky Nixon.
Don.
What are you? Haven't you got a home, Ricky? No. Oh, jeez.
Don, now, seriously, mate, we're going to truncate this shortly. This has been a dog's breakfast. Put the fucking microphone back. Screw it back on. It's no good holding it. Go on.
Oh, shit.
So, anyhow, when the cast of Joseph and his Technicolor Dreamcoat came over to the hotel after we went and... Look at you.
Come on, hurry up. Tell me the story.
You look like Walter Cronkite announcing the space shuttle. You're holding it up. Yes, we're here at Cape Canaveral waiting for a countdown. You can't hold it in your hand.
Finish this...
Because you manhandle it so often, you've pulled it out of its station. So anyhow, you sat there and all the boys and girls and non-binary people who are in the show, they're very nice people, they came over and they said, yes, we'll have a champagne and let's have a spritzer and let's have a couple of shots. And they said, what do you want, Don? He said, I'll have a Earl Grey morning breakfast tea or something. You sat there and you never spoke to one of them, never spoke to fucking one of them. So Shane said, there's a reason I'm telling you this is, Shane said, Sam's got a boat. And I said,
what did he say?
Sam's got a boat, right?
No, I thought you did a good impersonation of
Sam. Sam's got a boat. And they all said, oh, have you, Sam? Oh, that's and well, would you take us out? And I said, yes, yeah, Shane. You know how you say things and you say, yeah, sure, I'll take you out. Well, fuck me dead. They all turned up on last Monday, all of them. And
did they?
Yes, Don. And they all said to a man and a woman and a non-binary and a trans, whatever they are, they all said, where's Don? I said, you serious? You serious? Don would not travel up from where he lives to do this. And can I tell you, we went
out.
Did you
pull them out on that blue mat on the Anks?
I did. we went
did
out.
Did they look as good as those young ladies?
We went out on the boat. Can I tell you, they are extremely nice people. We had a fantastic day, except for the weather. The weather was shocking. The boat was so rough, but they had quite a few drinks, so they didn't seem to know. They didn't seem
nothing
to notice
else. I hope there's nothing else besides drinks.
No, they didn't do any drugs. I'm telling you, they're extremely.
Well, you know, young people are into that shit now.
They're extremely nice people. And we went out, and there was about 25 of us, and we cooked really? And ate food. And we swam and it was so rough. And they said, oh, it's pretty rough. And I said, yeah, I'm sorry it's so rough, but I can't control the weather. So we went out, but they all asked where you were. And I said, this is not Don's go, but you should have been there, Don.
No, I'm all right. I'm happy. Hey, listen, where do you drop the blue mat and start towing people as you're going down the Yarra?
You don't tow people, man.
Well, I saw the photograph of you towing those young ladies
in
their bikinis.
We weren't.
How old were they?
Don, I'll answer the questions in order. You don't tow the mat. You get out and you anchor. And if it's nice and calm, which it wasn't, you put the mat out and it just lies. It's tethered to the back of the boat. You turn the engines off and you got the anchor. And they go and lie. It's like lying semi.
And what, you just take photographs?
I don't take
photos. Well, you showed me those ladies in their bikinis on the lane there and you're clicking photo. Have a look at this.
I wasn't clicking.
You're a bloody old perv.
I wasn't taking photos. Your great companion and newfound friend Sue Stanley took them because it was a great photo. And we took photos taken of all the people who were on the boat from the Technicolor Dreamcoat were lying on the mat. They're on the thing. So and the mat is fantastic because you can lie out in the water semi-submerged, but it holds about 10 people. You can lie on it. And
that was a terrific photo you took last time.
I didn't take it. I'd drive in the boat. So all I'm saying is we took those people out on the boat and they had a fantastic time.
Did Shane go?
Of course Shane went. Shane organised it. And he said that they all drank a lot and they sang. They were performers, Don.
What, and that song... that good song from the show.
No, they sang. They had a whole lot of songs, and I had my music on, my sort of Frank Sinatra. And they said, "Whose music's this?" I said, "Oh, look, I'm sorry, but that's my music." He said, "Do you mind if we Bluetooth our phone into your sound system?" I said, "No, go right ahead." Well, they played music I'd never heard of, but it was very good. And
did
they
you get up and give a song?
They were fantastic people.
Because you're very good at Frank
so
Sinatra.
So Shane Crawford said, "You know, Sam can sing." And I said, "No, I can't, Shane." This is speaking to professionals. He said, "Sam's bought an album out called I Do My Best Work After Midnight." And I said, Shane listens to this podcast, incidentally, too. And I said, "Yeah, I did, but I'm not singing on. I'm only singing on two of the tracks because that was the deal with the record company."
So what about the other eight?
And they said,
We want to hear you say... They don't speak like that. Shane said, go on, play them, let them... And that, and a couple of the boys
how
and
did
girls
Shane get a gig if said, he speaks
said,
like that?
Oh, Sam, we'd like to hear you singing. And I said, you wouldn't like to hear me singing. So anyhow, so I was forced. So I put me singing the two tracks. And they said, so I played the first one. So I've got you under my skin.
Did you have a compliment? Would you have music behind
Don, you? I played it off the phone. It's recorded on the phone. Right. So I played it on the phone and I said, I've got you under my skin. And one of the people on the boat said, yeah, when are you going to sing? We know the song. And I said, that's me singing. And they said, no, put the song on that you're singing. And I said, that is me singing. And they said, gee, I don't think they said Jesus. They said,
they didn't
say Jesus.
Good.
They said Allah or Buddha. They said, my Buddha word. Is that you singing? They couldn't tell. They said I sounded like...
Who? Perry Como.
No, Perry
Michael Bublé.
Perry Como. No.
Crosby.
They thought I sounded like Frank Sinatra.
Tony Bennett.
They thought I sounded like Frank.
Frank Sinatra.
So, yeah, so what I'm going to try and do, Don, probably when we have a break, because if people are still listening after you said
do
the
you
camel toe and the massive cock, if people are still listening after my massive cock and you know you can buy prosthetic camel toes, if people are still listening... If people are still listening and after the fuck-up we had about whether we're recording and you're holding the microphone in your hand, so I think we should just truncate this.
The doc's ringing in. Listen, can I give you a little suggestion?
And I've got
a little suggestion for your sports nights.
I've got a world announcement to make that's coming up mid-year, and you'll think I'm making this up, but I'm not. And we have an exclusive... I can exclusively release this when we come back.
I was going to do that.
You don't know what I'm...
Yes, I do.
I bet you don't know what I'm talking about.
About a boxer.
What about him?
You know what I mean.
No, not Tyson.
Yeah.
No, that too. But no, this is a world event that's going to happen, and I'm going to announce it here. I'm not going to tell you who it
is. Okay, well, just before you go, why don't you add, you're doing a lot of talks and so forth, why can't you add a song? Nowadays, you can take your music and you can plug it in just like they did on the boat, and you could do a couple of numbers.
Shut up, Don.
No, you could. You tell a few jokes and then a couple of songs.
Yeah. So Don, what I'm going to do is I'm going to find the song that me's singing, and I'll just play a bit down the microphone, and the boys and the girls and whoever, all the cast from the show said, is that you singing? I said, it is. So they were gobsmacked because they are professional.
Was Paulini on the boat?
Who?
Paulini. She was the lead.
I know. I think
very, very good.
There was 25
singer.
Of them on the boat.
Very good.
They were
singer.
All fantastic people, and they had a great time. Notwithstanding the weather was shocking.
When he was passing his exams in medical. What was he doing? Financial management or whatever.
He was.
Did he pass his exam?
There was a boy on there. A boy. He was. He was a boy. He was a person on there who was in the Elvis film. He was in the Elvis film, in the Elvis Presley film that's just come out. I should have got Shane on the phone. He was in the film. He was a lovely man, a boy.
Shane got
person.
A voice coach for the play. Because if your impersonations are very good and
it's
very
finished.
Accurate.
It's finished. I can do.
No wonder if he.
It's finished now, the show.
Because you'd need an
So they were letting their hair down, and they had quite a lot of drinks, and they had swimming, and they were really nice people. So, Don.
It's going to Sydney, you realise, the show.
It goes, or do you know someone.
The doc might like to go along.
He might like
if
to.
If there's a contract.
I don't know if Shane's on anymore.
No, he's not.
We've got a lot of shout outs to do, and there's people from when I read them out, there was someone from Romania listening to this show.
Bullshit.
Well, it must have been Australia. I don't know.
He was travelling.
It must have been. So, Don,
on the off chance that any of this has gone to air, and we'll give people, if we haven't driven people away with my massive cock and the camel toe chat, we will take it on advisement, and we're coming back because, as you said, Ricky Nixon's walked in. He wants to announce something.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, don't say, oh, shit. So I'm really... This has been the worst episode we've ever done because I don't know if it's even been recorded. So on the off chance it is, we're winding it up.
Just